Bringing Elizabeth Home, A Journey of Faith and Hope, by Ed and Lois Smart with Laura Morton. This book is dedicated with love and gratitude to our family, the Francombes and the Smarts, and to our six wonderful, beautiful children, Charles, Elizabeth, Andrew, Mary Catherine, Edward, and William. To all those who helped, prayed, and searched, and to our Heavenly Father. Chapter 1, June 5th, 2002, 3:58 a.m.
We awoke to the sound of a voice filled with fright, that of our 9-year-old daughter, Mary Catherine. She's gone. Elizabeth is gone. Mary Catherine stood by Lois's side of the bed, her head covered by her baby blanket. It wasn't unusual to have one of our children come into our room in the middle of the night, and at first we were certain it had just been a bad dream. Mary Catherine and Elizabeth shared a room, and sometimes Elizabeth would sleep in another room, especially if Mary Catherine had kicked her one too many times in her sleep. She went on, "You won't find her. A man came and took her. He had a gun." At the mention of a gun, it was obvious that something really out of the ordinary was going on, and I nervously sprang from bed to check every room in the house. Lois, panic rising, ran from the room and down the stairs, turning on every light switch on the wall, illuminating the kitchen and adjacent family room. We expected Elizabeth to pop up from the sofa where she sometimes retreated. There was no motion. No child fast asleep. No sleepy-eyed angel asking, "What's going on?" Lois's eyes fell on the cut screen in the kitchen window, and she screamed in utter disbelief and shock. That's when we both realized that Mary Catherine's words had quickly become our worst nightmare. Our daughter Elizabeth was gone.